Задание 3. Прочитайте приведенные ниже предложения с 1 по 8. Вы услышите отрывок из новостной радиопрограммы. После прослушивания записи выберите ответ из предложенных A, B, C или D, который соответствует услышанной информации. Вы услышите запись дважды.
And here is the news in brief.
Five children and a 95-year-old woman are among survivors of Turkey's earthquake, pulled from the rubble after 100 hours. The UN administrator in Kosovo calls on countries which have promised peacekeeping police officers to send them without delay. BBC DJ Zoe Ball and Norman Cook, better known as Fatboy Slim, had their marriage blessed on a sun-drenched lawn before scores of celebrity friends.
World News.
The two main groups in Russia's new opposition coalition have marked their alliance by launching strong attacks on the government. The US steps up its search for African embassy bombing suspect Osama bin Laden as it offers $5 million in a TV commercial. Reports from Afghanistan say there has been more fighting in the northeast of the country, with the opposition saying it had seized more ground. Tribesmen in western Yemen have kidnapped a Frenchman and his wife as they return to the capital Sana'a from a sightseeing tour. At least four bodies have been found in an Indonesian province the day after the Indonesian army offered an amnesty to separatist rebels. Rodney King became a reluctant symbol of police brutality a decade ago when amateur photographer George Holliday provided evidence that was hard to ignore. Russia's ambassador reassured Japanese officials that plans to ditch the aging space station Mir in the Pacific later this month pose no significant threat to Japan.
From the UK.
British and Argentine troops are to undertake joint military training in the Atlantic in a further easing of relations since the Falklands War in 1982. Sinn Féin says any suspension of IRA prisoner releases could affect whether they take part in the review of the Good Friday Agreement. The government rejects Tory claims that the lives of UK soldiers serving in Kosovo are being put at risk because the NATO peacekeeping force is under strength.